Well, as we continue to follow everything with Brett Kavanaugh at the U.S. Capitol today, a number of Senate races are in the balance. With 4 weeks or so to go until Election Day, let's get to our Senate Tracker series. This week, we're looking at the race in Nevada, where Republican Senator Dean Heller is facing a challenge from Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Rosen. And joining us now from Las Vegas is Joe Shaneman, host and senior producer at Nevada Public Radio. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. And let's start with the Democratic challenger, Jackie Rosen, a relative newcomer to politics compared to Heller. She was president of her synagogue before Democrats back in 2016 tapped her to run for Congress, where she is serving her first term. What else should we know about her?
Just a quick bio. She's 61. She's the mother of a college-aged daughter. Her husband's a radiologist. She lives in Henderson, which is a city adjacent to Vegas, and she moved here from the Midwest after her parents moved here. This was back in college. She was a waitress at Caesar's Palace. She had a degree from a community college, became a computer programmer, and then she got onto the national scene really by surprise when former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid asked her to run for the House, which she won in 2016. Beating Danny Tarkanian in a really close race.
And we remember that Harry Reid represented the state of Nevada. Let's listen to one of the ads from Jackie Rosen that's airing on TV. She's kind of going on the offensive here. It opens up with a shot of one of those inflatable Gumby-type things you see outside a car dealership blowing in the wind. And then she equates that to Dean Heller.
They call him Senator Spineless because Dean Heller bends with the political winds. First promising to vote against the plan to repeal Obamacare because it would hurt Nevada.
Dean Heller from Nevada is a no.
I'm telling you right now, I cannot support a piece of legislation that takes insurance away from tens of millions of Americans and hundreds of thousands of Nevadans.
But then Dean Heller got pressure from his party leaders.
The threats from President Trump loud and clear.
This was the one we were worried about. You weren't there. But you're going to be.
Dean Heller broke his promise and voted for repeal.
A deciding vote.
Mr. Heller.
How big of an issue is that flip by Dean Heller?
It's a pretty big issue. Those ads have seemed to be making quite a mark here. You know, this was the vote about a year ago, maybe a little bit more. Heller initially at the start of the summer said no. He was for keeping Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. Then he changed his tune, and it was such a huge change that Nevada House Representative Mark Amadei, who is also a Republican, was quoted as saying, hey, it's pretty clear you changed your mind. You probably ought to tell people why. Just for the record, neither Heller nor his campaign has ever agreed to come on our program to talk about that or any other issue.
What about Dean Heller? Here's one of his ads.
My life is busy.
I don't have time for politicians who talk but don't deliver.
Stop telling me what you're going to do and just do it.
Dean Heller gets things done.
40 pieces of legislation to help our veterans.
Broke with his party to pass the Violence Against Women Act.
Passed a law to protect kids in our schools.
Helped deliver justice for victims of sexual assault.
Dean Heller is our voice.
Our voice.
Our voice.
Unlike some people, Dean delivers.
Interesting to note that all of the people speaking in that ad are women.
Yeah, that really, really does stand out. Look, I don't trust polls, but by the latest CNN poll of less than a week ago, he's losing big with women. Women prefer Jackie Rosen by 14 points over Heller, 52% to 38%. That's a huge drop from the summer when Heller was at about 50% with women.
What else should we know about Heller other than the fact that he's sort of straddling between supporting his party and, you know, voting against his party occasionally?
Yeah, no, that's really the kind of become the central issue. Although he, until this race, he was a moderate, not quite a centrist, but just sort of, you know, he would always vote on reliable issues against Yucca Mountain, for instance.
This is the nuclear waste site in Nevada.
Yeah, about 90 miles north of here, there's a mountain where they want to store the nuclear waste for the country. The health care issue, he seemed, you know, reliably sort of in the middle. It's sort of when Sheldon Adelson, the billionaire, got involved. He's been called the peacemaker by the New York Times. He called Heller and said, you know, don't oppose Trump on this. That's when Heller seemed to change his vote. And the Adelsons, in turn, have given to his campaign war chest.
Is Adelson a huge player still in Nevada politics?
Huge, huge player. He's worth tens of billions of dollars, maybe the most, maybe the richest man in the world. He's front and center.
Do you need him on your side in order to hold office there?
You know, this will be the telltale election to see if that is the case.
Any sense of how the Kavanaugh nomination fight is playing with voters in Nevada?
Well, when Heller said that sexual assault allegation against Brett Kavanaugh was a hiccup, it did explode across the social media landscape here. And of course, that CNN poll I just talked about showed a huge drop with women supporters for Heller. But I haven't seen a poll asking a direct question of how women feel about Heller in the aftermath of the Kavanaugh hearings.
What would you say is the biggest issue for voters in Nevada this November?
This election is – I think it's about the heart and soul of Nevada. I do think President Trump will be on the minds of voters, Democrats, Republicans, everything, when they go to the polls, because through his words, his tweets, his actions, he has made politics about values. And I think when people go to the polls, they're going to think more about values than the economy, than foreign policy, even more than a wide range of domestic issues. He's turned their focus to behavior, and I think that's what people are going to think about.
That's Joe Shaneman, who is host and senior producer at Nevada Public Radio, as we look at Nevada for our Senate Tracker series. Joe, thank you.
You're very welcome.